Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Let's go, baby. I'm so excited for this week's episode.
For another one. Can we one up last week's episode?
Oh, Noelle and Dallas, they really just brought their A game. I don't know.
It's true.
The stories were incredible, and I had a hard time figuring out which one was the fake.
Oh, really?
Even though...
Oh, really? You had a hard time figuring out which one was fake. That's interesting.
Well, first, let's talk about the stories.
First one was the little boy fixing the tractor.
Yes.
So that was weird.
Yes. Very smart.
Too weird to be true? No.
I don't think so. I think that's real. And I know it's real.
My other story was about the couple seeing the older version of the daughter. Remember that one?
That was crazy.
That one could have been fake. Would have been cool if it was fake, but it wasn't.
It was not. So we can roll that one out, guys.
Next one. Is a student showing up to class, but there was no class, but there was.
And she was seeing the chalk on the chalkboard, the letters going all like dripping
down.
She was tripping.
She was tripping. That one I thought was fake. I thought could have been fake, but both of yours seemed fake to me, so whatever.
That one was real.
That one was real.
Yes.
But that makes sense because the very next one was the deja vu story in the coffee shop, but the person, OP, wasn't like, oh, I've seen this before. She was like predicting what was going to happen next.
Yeah, that was crazy. That one was pretty far out there.
A little glitch in the matrix. I've never had that much of a glitch.
But yeah, that was pretty crazy. So if you guessed it right.
Shout out you.
Yes, that one was the fake. 100%. But that would be really cool. Like controlling someone. Actually, that'd be horrible. I would never want that. But also it'd be like, daughter, pick up your toys. Boom.
Yeah, parenting would be a lot less hard.
Yeah.
But she also wasn't controlling him. She was just knowing
what he was going to do.
Like he was just going to do the thing and she already knew.
That's true.
That would be a trip. I don't know if I would want to be able to do that. Like see the future.
Like look at someone and be like, oh, they're going to walk out and get ran over.
Oh my gosh, make it the worst. Yeah, what if it's like, oh, they're just going to forget to lock the door today
or something. And a guy goes in and they're waiting for her to come home and then they're going to kill her.
We watch too many documentaries. We watch every death show that there's ever been made.
Oh, yes, we have. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Whitney.
I'm Joe.
And this is Internet Frenzy. And we are so stoked for this week. We've got some good, good stories. And you guys need to buckle up right now and make sure it's tight.
Fasten your seatbelt, snug it down to your hip bones. Is that okay? So the theme for this week is it's a little bit dad-ish. Forgive me. I'm a dad.
We love the dads.
Therapy is scarapy.
Ooh.
So the tales of when therapy goes sideways. When therapy doesn't go the way that you want it to.
No.
And I would like to preface this episode by saying, if you haven't picked up on it already, we are huge advocates of therapy.
Yes.
Major believers, no matter what type of therapy you go to. In this day and age, it's really important to have access to somebody that can help you organize your thoughts, help you sort through what's going on inside. And so,
or in a marriage, have a third party present to kind of help you out a little bit.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to come up in the stories tonight. I just wonder.
I think they are. I think they are. And I can't wait to see which one's the fake.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so you guys know the drill. We're going to dive into the stories. If you follow us on social, if you haven't already, please follow us on social media. And after you listen to this episode, hop onto Instagram, hop onto YouTube, and drop a comment which story you think is fake.
Yes.
We've been seeing this more and more, like YouTube, it happens every now and then, and like Instagram, they're starting to come around. So come through if you've got your detective shorts on.
Oh.
Whatever the hell that means. Like, if you're
not detective shorts.
If you can figure out which one of these stories is fake, we want to know.
We want to know, guys. And
I also just want to plug that if you guys have stories that fit the category, you listeners, if you have stories that you feel like fit this category, posts you stumbled across, your own stories, share them with us.
Yeah.
Internet Frenzy, just like it's spelled on the podcast on YouTube, @gmail.com. Internet Frenzy @gmail. Hit us up.
We would love that.
If you do, we will read your stories.
If they're good, we will.
Yeah, I mean, if they're sus, then we'll just ignore you. I'm just kidding. It's fine. We're big. It's fine. Like, we can do whatever we want.
True.
Shout out to the people that are listening in Switzerland and Poland and, like, South Africa. You guys are dope.
And everyone else. We love you guys so much.
Oh, yeah. And truly everyone else.
But honestly, I think it's time. Enough chit-chatting. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to when therapy goes sideways. Therapy is scarapy. You just decide.
No pretending.
So let's start with one. This is not going to be like all therapists. This is a bad therapist. This is one that this post comes from. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for firing our family therapist after she asked for tips?
That's not that crazy. It's kind of like a survey.
Like, First of all, we could do a whole freaking episode on tip culture. Don't get me started. I appreciate the service industry. Oh, I tip well. I tip well.
I didn't know it was money tips. I thought it was like advice. Like, hey, what can I do better for next time?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So this is money.
This is, she wants a little bit of extra ched. Just wait. So yeah, again, tip culture though. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
I tip very well.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Everywhere we go. Yeah, you do. You get mad at me a lot of times.
Yes.
But like, I'm starting to do the ones where it's like, wait, you're just behind the counter and you just like made the drink that I ordered. Like, what are you getting paid hourly for?
I'm so confused. Yeah, right. You tip those. You literally want to tip the ones where it's, you stand there, no one's working the counter and you have to order it yourself and then you want to tip them.
Yeah, so sue me. I'm a good guy.
That's crazy.
I do it begrudgingly.
That's the...
I've worked in a tip industry, okay? So I do appreciate... I do appreciate that, but it bothers me. It's like, am I going to start checking out at Walmart and they're going to be like, leave a tip for the workers?
Probably.
The six of them that are here right now that are like stocking shelves. I don't know. My ex and I have a 12-year-old boy who's going through some things. We found a therapist and we've been seeing her for a couple of years. It hasn't been life-changing for me in any way. In fact, it became more of a pointless chore, like making your bed or folding your underwear. I might have gotten a few things out of it, but would not do it again. A few weeks ago, I told our therapist that it's bizarre to not have to worry about money for the first time in my life. I make good money and I don't have many bills. I'm saving like $1,000 a month. Last week, the therapist asked me if I could start making a co-payment. I don't have a co-payment because my insurance covers 100% of our therapy sessions. I explained that to her. She said that was true, but maybe I could start paying like $20 cash because she's not making a lot with what my insurance pays her. I was at a loss for words. I said, and I suppose this has no relation to my telling you that I had disposable income from a few weeks ago. She said, of course not. It was like she was asking for a raise, LOL. I said I'd think about it. I found nothing about tipping your therapist. I talked to my ex and said I was firing the therapist. She told me not to throw away 2 years of work, and I said this therapist tried taking advantage of me. She offered to pay, and I said I'm not stopping you, but I'm not doing the sessions anymore, and neither is our son. The trust I had in our therapist is forever broken. I left a voicemail and text message explaining we weren't in need of services anymore. I haven't heard back. Guess what? Our lives didn't fall apart, and the therapist replied that I totally misunderstood this whole tip thing. We know how much therapy costs.
Yes.
This therapist has made $20,000 on this family in a couple years. And she's like, can you just put it in the tip jar? Like, just give me your change.
That's crazy.
After the mom's like, hey, it's kind of cool that I have some more disposable income now. Like, it's kind of nice that I have a little bit more money in my life. And this therapist is like, well, I don't. So can you give me some?
Oh.
Look, therapists have a hard job. This whole theme is in no way trying to berate therapists because their job and their life is freaking hard. But don't ask for a tip.
If anything, just raise your pricing.
If that's the whole thing. It's like, tell the insurance company, hey, sorry, the prices just went up $20.
Is that how it works? Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
Insurance always wins. They will just, they decide. And I know this from like the dental world, like, they will decide what they will pay for a certain thing, and it's like, take it or leave it. So ultimately, they probably win. So never mind. Don't cut that.
I won't.
This is reality. We don't freaking know.
Yeah. Would that be something that would throw you off and you would want to change therapists?
Look, I love our therapist.
Yeah, I know. That's hard. So maybe let's think of like someone else.
Yeah, like it would definitely startle me. I would definitely be like, huh?
Yeah.
Like you need $20 more every time? Yeah, there's just no possible way that that would make sense. The fact that she tried to make it like about a co-payment.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, if you do this for every one of your patients, you're like, you're raising your salary a significant amount of money, but you're not doing it to every patient. You're making $20 extra, $40 extra in a week. Like,
yeah, it feels icky. I feel like if anything, that lady needs to get more clients if she wants to make more money or if she's in a pinch or a pickle.
And it's just, I don't know. The whole thing feels so dirty that people are coming to you and trusting you for like their trauma. And you're like, making it about the money.
You're like, oh, you make more? Oh, okay, let's charge you 20 more.
Like, that is so not chill. Everyone's obviously saying that OP is not the asshole.
Yeah.
Somebody said, not the asshole. I'd contact your insurance company. They'll probably want to drop her entirely if they find out about this.
Oh.
And somebody replied to that. Yeah, also, if the therapist is registered with any type of governing body, I would report them. Like, I'm a nurse and registered with my provincial college of nurses. It's unethical for any healthcare provider to ask for any type of gratuity. And if I did so, I would / should be reported and lose my license to practice.
Dang.
So it's not just my opinion. It's actually not cool. So therapists, we love you. Don't do that.
Dang. So that therapy went scarapy for sure.
Yeah. That's, I mean, like,
2 years in, like, they had a really close relationship. Like, she knew everything.
Yeah.
So that's really crappy. But I'll tell you one thing. My story, you're not ready because it gets scarapy.
Is that an adverb? Is that a...
No idea.
I don't know. I can't remember any of that stuff.
All right. Are you ready?
Scarapy.
Let's get it. Today, I effed up by accidentally violating HIPAA and potentially ruining my career. Throwaway because, well, obviously, I'm a children's trauma therapist, been doing this for years, and I love my job. But I just effed up in a way that could cost me my license, my practice, everything. And the worst part? I have no idea if or when it's going to come back to bite me. So here's what happened. It was the end of the day, last session, and I was exhausted. I had just finished with the kid. Let's call her Sloan. Not her real name, obviously. She's been through some horrific stuff. Her dad? Absolute monster. Serious abuse, open court cases, restraining orders. Mom is doing everything she can to keep her safe and stable. And therapy is a huge part of that. After the session, I was typing up my notes like I always do, documenting what she said, what we worked, and how she reacted. My system was lagging, which, to be honest, happens more than it should. So I used the keyboard shortcut to cut my notes and tried refreshing the program. Didn't want to lose anything. Except when I went to paste them back in, I must have had the wrong window selected. Instead of pasting it into my notes ledger, I somehow pasted it into the draft of an email, one I hadn't even realized was still open. And here's where I completely effed myself. Muscle memory. Instead of just pasting, I instinctively hit command and enter, which in my system doesn't just paste, it sends. The second I saw the screen flicker and the little message sent confirmation pop up, my stomach dropped. I clicked over praying that maybe I had just saved a draft by accident. Nope, full send. And not to her mom. Not to another provider. No, that would be fixable. I sent it to the completely wrong client. I totally unrelated parent of another kid I see. Someone who has nothing to do with the case. I panicked. I immediately checked if there was a way to recall it. Nope, too late. Then I checked if the parent had opened it yet. No red receipt. But that means nothing. They could have read it and just not triggered the confirmation. I thought about sending a disregard last email message, but what if that just draws attention to it? And it's not just like, oops, I sent a name. The notes, I had everything. The trauma, the abuser, the legal situation. If the wrong person reads this and even vaguely recognize Sloan's mom, like if they went to school together, if they have mutual friends, if they're in the same Facebook groups, this could blow up in ways I don't even want to think about. And here's the kicker. The parent I sent it to, she's nosy. The type who loves to gossip, overshares on social media, and inserts herself into things that aren't her business. If she reads this and even gets a hint of who it's about, she could start asking around. piecing things together. Or worse, if she realizes the severity of what she has, she could report me. I don't know what to do. If I self-report, I'm basically handing them my career on a silver platter. If I don't, I just have to sit here and wait, hoping this other parent never opens the email. Or if she does, that she doesn't do anything with it. Every time I get an email, my stomach drops. Every time my phone rings, I think it's my licensing board. I have no idea how this ends, but if I disappear from this account, you'll know why.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You understood the assignment.
My stomach was like feeling sick inside. I was like, oh. This therapist, one though, it kind of bothered me that she posted it on Reddit because I know it's a throwaway account and things like that, but I was like, honey, you got to just stay off the computer. Don't talk about these things. I know. I just feel like as a therapist, you probably shouldn't be writing anything that is like regarding your job on the internet. Don't you think?
I don't know why I thought this was a guy. Was it a girl?
Oh, I just pictured a girl because most of our therapists have always been girls.
Did they didn't distinguish, huh?
No. It's like, just says I.
Oh.
So I actually don't know if it's a guy or a girl therapist.
So you're mad that they posted it on Reddit?
I mean, I'm glad because it was perfect for our podcast episode, but it's like, I just feel like, dude, what are you doing? Stay off the internet.
I am shooketh. I could understand wanting to like blow off steam or whatever, but yeah, you have to be so freaking unlucky. HIPAA stuff is for real. That is like,
you don't mess around with that.
Yeah, I had to do all sorts of compliance training with my current job, and it's serious.
Yeah.
Like, they want patient information to be safe. And the fact that it went to, like, of course, Murphy's Law, it went to the nosy, like, freaking PTSO mom.
That's like always happens though. It's like whenever you make an accident with something like that, it's like, let's say you're talking crap about someone, you are sending that to that person. Like I've had multiple people that were talking crap about someone either super close to me or me, and it got sent to me.
Or your family.
On accident. Something terrible like this is going to happen. It's going to be the worst possible scenario.
I cannot imagine. She accidentally blasts this email. They said they can't unsend it?
Nope. Once you send an email, you can't unsend it. You have to literally go to their email and delete it. I think. I'm kind of talking out my butt, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty sure there's an unsend feature. At least like newer email platforms. I'm pretty sure. Let us know, folks listening. I thought that was a thing. I thought you could unsend emails.
I mean, I've never tried.
How long ago was this posted? Is there an update?
There is an update.
Oh my gosh.
So there's an edit. A lot of you are asking about the unsend feature. Believe me, I checked. Unfortunately, I work in a network with outdated, borderline prehistoric email hosting. It does not have an unsend function. No recall, no delay setting. Once it's gone, it's gone. Trust me. If I could have yanked it back, I wouldn't be writing this right now. Okay, so now we know, like, he's saying, the therapist is saying, there's no unsend feature. There's nothing I can do about it at this point. I feel like he needs to call that woman immediately and say, look, this is a really big deal. I sent an email. Please, you need to delete it immediately. Like, I'm begging you. I just feel like he needs to just communicate with her and say, this is what happened. I am so, so sorry. And then you would also need to communicate with the mother and say, I accidentally sent this to this person. I need to be transparent with you. They deleted it immediately. It's gone. And like face the consequences from there. At least try to. Do you think that? Or do you think he should just.
I'm over here thinking like, did you take a HIPAA compliance class? Because that sounds like you maybe could have. Like, that sounds like what they probably would have recommended. I didn't even consider the fact that he should have just like grabbed a bull by the horns and like just handled the situation.
Yeah, well, that's my go-to is just go straight to the problem. But I think that's why my first reaction when I read this was literally like, what the frick? Why is he going to Reddit? Like, it's like bothering me that this therapist is going to Reddit to talk about this.
Yeah, like, just like
going to the internet. Like, that's the last thing you should be doing. Don't waste your time talking about it.
Well, and I, like I said, I completely understand wanting to like get it off your chest because I don't know. I'll speak for myself.
Yeah.
Just knowing that there's like the HIPAA compliance issues. Like I know that it's strict.
Yeah.
I've done the compliance training. I'm not going to remember every single thing because I just, that's not how any of us operate. As a therapist though, that's like a whole different realm because you're trusted with new information all the time.
Yes.
And like,
and this one was a messy one. Like there was a lot there with the custody and
like, yeah, the poor girl, like having all this abuse. Drama, this trauma with her dad. She's talking about stuff that who even knows, like stuff you wouldn't wish upon anyone.
Yes.
And that type of whatever, that whole thing just got shared with some random mom. I could just imagine the therapist being like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like,
all that schooling and money and oh my gosh.
Huge.
All of it. That's a big, big F up.
Do you draw attention to it? Do you like call it out and trust that she's going to delete it? Because she is like kind of a flaky, kind of a weird parent. Or do you just hope that she doesn't see it? Hope that she's like a lot of people that have 8,000 unread emails and like it's another marketing email from the clinic. I don't know.
No way. It's going straight to her inbox right at the top. She's clicking that thing. You know, she's like the PTO meeting leader person.
Yeah, she probably checks her email a lot.
Yeah.
She probably gets the like the notifications on her watch.
Oh, that's big time. I don't have that, but I make sure I read all my emails, so.
Yeah, me too. And I've been starting to archive them.
Good for you.
Yeah, just keeping a clean inbox makes you feel good.
That's like sexy.
What is it? Like, literally.
Therapist. That said.
Some of them.
Bad emails.
You don't know what this guy or girl looks like?
Oh, well, I think this therapist needs to do the right thing and call that woman immediately. Well, there's an update 25 days later.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad I found this yesterday because I don't have to wait for an update. That's like the best thing ever. I love that for me.
Understood the assignment.
I thought I'd delete this account, but I have nobody else to talk to about this F up. It's been 25 days since I sent that email. And today I got a notarized document confirming that Sloan's mom is suing me. So yeah, the worst has happened. I don't know how she found out, whether the other parent opened the email and connected the dots or if something else happened. But at this point, it doesn't matter. It's done. I'll lose my license, my practice, everything I've worked for, and I have no idea how my family and I are going to make it through this. Thank you to everyone who commented and gave advice. This is the last time you'll hear from me. I know. I told you. You can't just like hide from that and expect it not to like come out. He's getting sued.
I just, wow. Command enter. That was like the post to my ledger, post to my notebook thing.
That would be so horrific.
Ends his career. Like that's such a massive implication for just a human tech mistake by one. Ugh.
Yeah. The only thing where I really feel like the mistake was actually made was not calling.
Okay. Let's say you're that mom. You're the mom that therapist comes in. He says, hey, Whitney, I'm really sorry, but this thing happened. I accidentally sent all of this to somebody else that's nosy, that knows your business, that's in your circle. How are you taking that? Really?
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
If you could imagine.
If the therapist is coming and telling me, that's one thing. If let's say my friend got the info and then told me, like, look, like 20 days later, like, hey, she sent this email. I have everything. I'm just letting you know. And like my therapist never told me, then I'm really going to be pissed.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you, like the right and wrong way to handle all of that. All I know is that if I try to put myself in the shoes of the parent, like if I assume all my trauma or my kid's trauma is like getting passed around PTA meetings by like the Relief Society president, like
that's so heavy.
It's horrible.
That's scary.
The title says, wife and I got kicked out of a therapy session.
I love it.
Has that ever happened to you, Whitney?
No, but I've wanted to walk out of a therapy session.
Same. Things have been rough at home. I'm 30M, wife is 27F, fighting virtually every day. I take my lumps for escalating in certain situations, but I feel it's primarily my wife that breaks the peace and gets upset and acts over the top angry. Then I'm angry at her for how she acted in her anger. Then she's angry at me for being upset by it all. It's a vicious cycle. Her dad offered to pay for us to go to therapy. Therapist was a 70-year-old guy that's been doing it for 50 years. Seems very wise, is all about accountability, doesn't want to hear what the other person did to you. He only wants to know how you contributed to the situation. My wife has missed the last two sessions, which hurt me a lot. As things have been so bad, I've been desperately wanting the help to break the cycle. The first time she was angry and didn't want to come. The second time she said she forgot the appointment. I vented out a lot of our problems when I was alone in this last session and was grilled for my part of it. I talked about things I've done, she's done, and things that are affecting the children. He said we'll plan to get her side of things when we come back together. We both showed up yesterday and he wanted her side of the issues I talked about. Every time she went to talk about something, she prefaced it by saying, I only did this because he did this first, etc. Even an issue I had with how mean she was to our daughter recently. Our daughter is 6, but the story still started out with, well, she yelled at my sister, so I did this. He became irritated and impatient with her, told her that he wouldn't keep trying to beat the issues out of her and that she needs to stop blaming other people and just admit to what she did. She stammered and couldn't talk without trying to shift some guilt first. It went back and forth between them for a minute with me sitting silently to the side. She couldn't get any kind of admission out without having someone else to blame first. Eventually, she started reading out some horrible text she had sent me out loud on her phone. It was painful to hear her read it off so robotically, but to me it seemed like a step in the right direction because the things she said were awful and she was technically admitting to it by reading it out loud. She got towards the end, but threw in one more, then he did this, so I did this. He said, both of you need to get out. The session is over. As soon as she finished reading, we both left silently. As I went to leave the building, I had the urge to go back. I knocked on his door and asked for a few more seconds of his time, which he obliged. I asked why he ended it at that point, because in my mind, she seemed to be cooperating. He said that it's a combination of things. Firstly, her not showing up to appointments. He helps us outside of normal office hours as a favor to her dad, who he knows from a rehab program. Her not showing up is disrespectful at best. Secondly, it was the combination of the horrible things she said via text, the robotic way she said them, and her inability to take accountability. I said I understood and thanked him for his time. I don't know where to go from here. Things have been so awful. She's been fighting with me and other people nonstop over the smallest things. After that appointment, she has flipped a switch that's been engaged for weeks and now is acting as sweet as possible. I feel like it's a love bombing facade. I don't know what advice I'm really looking for. I'm just sad and afraid. I know what I have to do. Anyone have any advice towards something like this?
Oh my gosh. I can't. I would poop my pants if our therapist said, get out. I would.
I'm done with you guys. Go.
If literally our therapist was like, you guys need to leave. I'd be like, oh, we put a number on her. She just aged like 10 years. Like, I'd feel horrible.
Truly.
Sounds like this wife just like walked out, like whatever.
And I mean, yeah, because he didn't say like if she felt bad or anything, just that her personality switched.
Do you feel like she's a narcissist?
I mean, yeah. I also feel like the therapist does have a responsibility to, like, control things.
And to express that to this girl. It sounds like he's never expressed that she is in the wrong.
Well.
What do you think?
It's not like, he doesn't say it explicitly, but he does say that that's, like, the baseline for this guy's therapy is, like, accountability.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear he said, she said. Doesn't want to hear any back and forth. He just wants to hear you say, like, what was your part in this?
Yeah.
What is, like, what can you own? And he's older, said that he's 70. But that's one thing that our therapist is really good at is, like, anytime things get elevated or start to head that direction, I mean, she has control of where the conversation's going at all times.
Yeah.
And for therapy to be therapy, that's what has to happen. How many people have we seen and like, whatever. Therapy's hard. It's hard work. It's hard to take accountability. But so many people have gone and then been like, oh, I didn't like it. I didn't like it for this reason. It didn't work for me for this reason.
Yeah.
It's like they're pointing out the stuff that you don't want to acknowledge in yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just a lot. I just feel like what struck me was he needs... The therapist has a responsibility to kind of steer the ship.
Yes.
It's not to say that he was wrong for kicking them out. Like
he like handed them the tip jar as they were walking out. He probably threw it at her face.
Honestly. Probably just grabbed, pickpocketed, took the wallet, said, see ya.
My favorite part of the story was he walked back in and was like, can I just have a few moments? And he's like, yeah, this is why. And the husband's like, got it. Okay, cool. Like, it's not me, it's her. And like, yeah, walks out.
Exactly. He's like, it's like, okay, just wanted to make sure I was right. She's wrong.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, okay, well, then I can leave her now. I feel better about this.
I could also understand, like, he felt like she was being cooperative. She was reading the text. He thought that that was, like, a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Even though she sounded like a robot, like, she didn't even care. She's, like, saying all this hurtful stuff about him. Who knows what that could have been, but...
Yeah.
She's, like, being snide, talking like a robot. He's like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is progress. Yeah. The therapist is like, this girl's cray cray.
Yeah, he's like, get the frick out of my office. Yeah. I'm too old for this.
Truly.
Oh, that's a great one. That could be the fake. I don't know.
This was only posted 3 days ago. This is a very recent. No update.
Okay.
Couple of good comments though. You need to sleep with one eye open and both shoes on. Time to fly like Peter Pan. OP said, made me laugh and feel like a lost boy at the same time. Okay, here's one more good one before we move on. This is one of a kind counselor, but basically what he is saying to you is that there is no point in continuing in therapy, so it's not healthy or productive. For marriage counseling to be effective, both parties have to be willing participants, be self-reflective, take ownership of their mistakes, be open to feedback, and willing to action those changes. Just because you're doing all those things does not mean this will work, because she is none of those things. Also, as you are the only person open to feedback and taking ownership, it is unhealthy to be in therapy with this person, as you are open for attack/blame.
Aww.
He listened to you being open and saw your wife say awful things to you, even if it was reading things she said to you in the past. The fact that she was reading them again without remorse is basically her saying horrible things all over again. He did not want to expose himself to this toxicity. He's trying to show you that it should not be acceptable to you. Home and a therapist's office are supposed to be two places where you can be safe and emotionally vulnerable. First time your wife shows up to therapy and she is kicked out because she made it emotionally unsafe. Think about what that implies about your home life and what that is showing your daughter about acceptable treatment from a loved one. Mic drop. Like, hello.
Yeah.
OP says, I honestly didn't think about it this way. You're not the only one that said it, but thank you for pointing that out. I didn't know counselors couldn't just tell you to get a divorce. When I went back alone at the end, he said, hey, bless you, sir. And now that I look back at that comment and see it as him saying, good luck with that, buddy.
Wow.
That's tough.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I wish therapists would just sit you down and be like, look, you need to get out. Like, this is not healthy. Like, you need to leave. But I don't know of any that do that.
Well, at least ours have never done that to you.
No.
My ex and I were kicked out of therapy once. We are divorced now. Smiley face.
Oh, I love it. Well, never say never. We're still in therapy, so we'll see.
Hey, and you know, it only works when both participants are willing.
Yes.
Like,
that's so true. I actually, this is kind of personal, but yesterday I was having a really hard time with something that we struggle with in our marriage, and we're going deep, Joe. Do
it. I'm here for it.
Okay. Anyways, and I was getting really mad at him. And it really was just my body fighting, not looking at myself with that specific topic that we were like, kind of like having a hard time with. So anyways, just like, don't be afraid to look inward and look why you are mad. And it's most likely not because of your spouse. It's got to do with things that are in you, with insecurity or the way you were programmed and what you learned and what you saw growing up. Anyways, it was just really cool. And once I did that, it was like my whole nervous system. Well, once I did that and looked inward and I expressed my feelings towards it with Joe, it was like really cool because my whole nervous system totally just was regulated at that point. And I haven't really had like a little flare up since. So that was cool.
It's really cool. We do emotionally focused therapy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, it's science backed, like the process of regulating your nervous system versus all the other stuff that we try to regulate our nervous system with. And so it's cool. It's really cool to see the hard work paying off in real life moments where just like that, our nervous system can fire and like you can feel this animosity. But if both people are willing to do the same thing and like look inside, be curious, why am I feeling this way? Yeah. What is it? Then, for me, like, it's taken years
yes.
of therapy of, like, just being willing to go through things with a fine-tooth comb. Everything predates your relationship.
Yeah.
All the problems that are in your relationship have to do with what happened to you before your relationship.
Yes.
Like how you learned, what your environment was like, how you processed information, like all of it. So therapy's awesome.
Yeah.
And it is hard work that's worth it.
And especially, yeah, with marriage counseling, both parties have to be willing participants and being willing to look inward.
And like everybody would benefit from therapy. I'm convinced, even if it's not, you could be single. You could be
yes.
in a relationship and still going by yourself. Like you can always benefit from having that ability to reflect and look at what's going on for yourself.
And I would say last thing on our therapy kick, it's don't be afraid to look for therapists. Like if you're not vibing with one, don't feel like you need to stick with them because you're going to end up quitting and then you're never going to want to go back. So find a therapist that you feel like really gels with you.
Like, yeah, don't be afraid to shop the therapist, but also there's so many different types of therapy.
Oh my gosh. If we can talk about any, it is EFT therapy.
Like, and we've done all sorts of stuff.
We have done all sorts of therapy and EFT therapy is 1000%. Life-changing. I mean, we are literally breaking generational trauma. Like, it has been the biggest blessing knowing that, like, what we're doing is going to bless our daughter and our future kids.
100%.
And that's been the coolest thing. And our marriage, of course, but...
It's just being able to understand ourselves because we all walk around protected. We all walk around not just, like, feeling everything that's going on the inside all the time.
Yeah.
So, it's awesome. I am going to put a link to like the EFT website that just explains what it is in this episode notes. So refer to that if you're at all curious.
Well, now I'm ready for my story and it's extra scary.
Hey, and BetterHelp sponsor us.
For real.
Like, how do you not?
Gosh. Am I the asshole for dating my friend's therapist despite her pleading me not to? TA, as I don't want to dox myself. I have a very tight-knit group of friends. We are always there for each other for all the ups and downs. I see them all as my sister, and I've never done anything that would affect them negatively. A few years back, something really horrible happened to one of them, Susan, and she went into a downward spiral. After many shitty therapists, she finally found one that worked for her, and she started to slowly crawl herself out of the darkness. We were all so happy for her. I moved away to a nearby city about 5 months ago. My new home is about an hour and a half ride away from where I grew up. When all the necessities were paid for, I went on an impromptu holiday to Greece when I calculated that I had some money to spare. There I met an amazing guy on my first day in a restaurant. We immediately clicked. This has never happened to me before. I initially planned a hiking type of solo holiday, but we spent all 11 days together. I found out that he lives in the same city that I moved to. So naturally, he changed his ticket and came back with me. I told my friends about it and everyone was happy for me, even Susan. During the holiday, he tells me that he worked in the mental health field, but we were too busy enjoying our time together to be talking about the specifics of work. When we returned, we continued dating. We still are. Long story short, turns out he is Susan's therapist. When it finally clicked for her, she told me I had to drop him. She said she was happy for me having a holiday fling, but she didn't feel comfortable that I was dating the guy that had all her confidential info and that he might even be breaking some HIPAA rules by dating me. I told her neither one of us knew and that she herself felt that he was a great therapist, so why couldn't she trust that he would keep it professional? I told her that he hadn't told me anything about any of his clients and I had never asked him about it either. We were always in the moment with each other instead of worrying about who and what would happen during work hours. At her next appointment, she confronted me and had asked him to dump me or she would report him. He reassured her that he would never violate patients' confidentiality, but she kept harassing him for the next few appointments. He talked to me about her harassing him to dump me as it wasn't part of patient confidentiality. He wanted to know I felt the same way about him as he did about me and if we had a future together, and I said yes. After that, he recused himself from being her therapist and recommended one of his colleagues to her. Since then, Susan has been on a smear campaign against me and our tight-knit group isn't so tight anymore. She didn't take him up on his recommendation, and due to being out of therapy, she has started to drink again, and one of our friends told me she rarely bathes and other parts of her hygiene have suffered too. She also skipped a lot of days of work and might lose her job. She isn't faking her downward spiral, but I can't go through what she and our other friends want me to do.
They say he is just a man and there are millions of men out there for me, so why won't I dump him for her? It took Susan this long to find a good therapist, and that it took her an hour and a half to drive to him, but she did it despite the commute to get better. According to them, she might not find a good therapist closer or within that driving distance, as she has exhausted all the nearby possibilities. They are telling me that I'm risking her life for a holiday fling. Am I the asshole for being the hurdle in her recovery?
What on earth? No. Again, therapist, why do you... Poor therapist, shout out to all of you. You guys just get hosed. You just have the worst luck. You fall in love on a vacation. Somehow you go on vacation. How far away was it? It was a ways away. You go on vacation and somehow you just have this fling with your patient's friend.
Crazy.
Could you imagine? Like from here, you go to like the beach. I mean, even if it's Rocky Point, like
yeah,
that is, again, just so freaking unlucky. And who is this coddled friend? Who is Susan that like the whole world is just moving for her to like make sure she can stay with the same therapist?
Oh, I know.
Probably just wants to jump his bones too.
Probably. And there is an edit, so there's a little more context for you.
Oh, good.
So, edit. Since a lot of people misunderstood the timeline and are confused about the HIPAA, I'll give some more info here. I tried to post this earlier on, but after typing it out, it wouldn't post. I did not date him for 11 days before she found out, unlike so many have posted here, and the numerous people who have wished death upon me in the chat. We were together for those 11 days in Greece, and then we dated for 2 months before she figured out my new boyfriend was her therapist. During those 2 months, we spent almost every evening together and the weekends. I guess you can call it speed racing a relationship. The first session after it clicked for her, she used to tell him to dump me, which is so inappropriate, first of all.
Like,
it's so inappropriate.
I don't even, those lines are like, I don't even know.
Yeah. He never told me she was his patient. She outed herself as his patient. The next 2 sessions they had, she also used to convince him to dump me while he was trying to help her to transition to someone else. But she spent them trying to convince him to dump me. She told me all of this. And a lot of our mutual friends referred to this because obviously she shared this info with them. The 4th session, she didn't even start because she had the jacket on and hadn't even closed the door before she went full nuclear about reporting him for dating someone from her close circle. Social circle. 4 sessions in, 2.5 weeks. He wasn't stringing her along for a long time before letting her go. The smear campaign started almost immediately and had lasted 3 out of 5 months of my relationship with him. He works in a building that is subsidized by the branch that is responsible for health in our country, but they also take private clients' patients as there are a few other types of health workers, including specialized nurses. They are people that are regulators of the practice. He went to one of his senior colleagues and one of those regulators' therapists with administrative role that also provide therapy for those that work in this field. After confirming that he could discuss this issue with me, he mentioned about the harassment in the last session because it is not covered under patient confidentiality. The session wasn't even regarded as a session. This regulator told him to tell me about the harassment, as SOs can be targeted by patients. Him coming to me and asking me about our future is something I worked out after the fact of the timeline of events. He was intent on stopping to see her anyways when I told him he was her therapist. But when I did, he neither confirmed or denied it. Only after the 4th session did he mention the harassment because his workplace wanted texts confirming that she had outed herself in case she wanted to make a false claim. Due to an incident in our country where a mental health worker's son was stabbed by a patient that stalked him home and started harassing him, certain things are not covered under patient confidentiality, as she outed herself and he hasn't mentioned anything. I don't know how things work in your country, but everyone does not live in the USA. Legally, he hasn't broken any laws, or SOs can and do get notified if there are concerns. This is why they advise therapists not to have recent pictures of children and to not use their legal names for social media that can be used to track their daily routine. There are other safeguards too. So stop saying he broke the law. I am a significant other and he only mentioned the harassment after okaying it with his work so I could be aware for my own safety. The bigger city I am in is not a metropolis like New York or Tokyo. My country only has a handful of millions in the entire country. The bigger city is bigger than the previous one, but a lot of you would probably call it a small city. The fact that I would bump into someone from my country in that region of the world, which is probably the number one holiday destination for my people, are high. Even higher when we both live in the city closest to the airport. I hope this clears things up.
That's everything that I wanted to know.
Yeah, she covered every little thing.
She made it clear that like, it's not, there was no HIPAA violation for this dude.
No.
There was nothing like that. There was people, it sounds like people in the comments were going at OP and saying that her significant other was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Breaking up the relationship. Here's the thing. Therapists, they can fire clients too.
Yes.
They don't have to work with patients if it's not for whatever reason. They don't even have to have a reason.
Yep.
They just say no. So if he's really has, if he really has feelings for OP, he could have just ended the therapy anyway.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he was trying to be a nice guy by still being willing to be her therapist. Like, it didn't have to be this weird thing. Poor Susan for just being clinical. Poor Susan for needing all the help in the world. I don't think that she was entitled to the therapist over the relationship.
Do you think that she had, like, an unhealthy attachment to this therapist? Or do you think it just was so triggering for her that her friend that she might be low-key, like, jealous of got this therapist?
I mean, in the context of therapy, I feel like that's kind of like, I couldn't assume that much either way, but it would be reasonable that she could be like have an unhealthy obsession with the guy.
Well, it just feels weird that her entire recovery has to just hinge on this therapist.
And they made it sound like she's exhausted every other option. She's driving an hour and a half for therapy.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know where this country is. I don't know if they like make it sound like it's like fairy taleville, but
yeah, what's that from Princess Diaries? Genovia? That's like what I'm picturing. It's just
Genovia.
Like, what's it? Yeah, Genovia.
Is that what it's called?
Princess I've never of seen Genovia, that. I think, or I don't know. People will know.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but it made me think of Winchesterton, Fieldville, Iowa. That's from Mr. Deeds.
I love it. So there's a comment here. It says, my wife, who was a therapist, said he shouldn't even take her back at this point. It would be unethical to do so. Her only complaint with the whole mess is he didn't start moving her over to a new therapist immediately. Even if the relationship had ended then and there, lines were crossed that can't be uncrossed. So I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense. So yeah, you
should have transitioned her over.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't claim to be a HIPAA expert.
Wow. Even in this comment later on, he says, my wife's so concerned about crossing lines that she will leave places if a client shows up. So if they're at a restaurant waiting for food and a client comes in, she'll leave.
Dang, therapists, you guys. Prayers.
The husband goes, I hate it because I hate takeout. We usually just go somewhere else and have leftovers.
That sucks. That's poor husband.
That's crazy.
So therapy's dope. I feel bad for all therapists. Prayers to all of you. Thanks for keeping families together. And what an episode. Scary, scary therapy. Therapy is scarpy.
Yes.
All the things.
All the things. Subscribe to us on YouTube, please. We love you guys. Comment who you think's the fake on our socials. We have Instagram and TikTok and Facebook as well. So go like our Facebook page. We would love that. And email us your crazy stories. internetfrenzy@gmail.com.
And tell your mom about us.
Tell your mom, your aunt, your daughter, your sister. Not your daughter. She's probably like six.
Your brothers? What about the dudes?
100%. And your uncles. Uncles love this shit.
Where's the Funkle?
Yes.
He's in every story.
That's concerning.
In one way or another. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Another one. We appreciate all the support. Drop us a rating on your favorite podcasting platform. It goes a long way. You guys wouldn't even get it. Like, there's like a direct correlation. When we receive the ratings, the listens go up.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all the support. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Loves. Call your therapist.
Call your therapist. Internet Frenzy on 3. 1, 2, 3. Internet Frenzy. We love you guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Who's the fake?
Bye. No pretending.